Hi, welcome to my first podcast. I'm Niche, and we just heard Infidel Musk, in parentheses, You Are, by Session 606. I absolutely love that song. I do, especially the ending, it's so pretty. Infidel Musk is actually a free download on session606.bandcamp.com. It's off of the upcoming debut EP, Rebirth. I've been working with Session 606 for about, it's been a tumultuous 4 years. And now, on May 22nd, we'll finally see the debut. There's been a lot of stuff holding up the release. Over the years, several projects have popped up that put Session 606 on the back burner. Because you see, Session 606 is the heart and soul, the solo endeavor of Anthony Massington. And I first started working with him in 2008, when he decided to start bringing his solo ideas to life. And around that time, Josh Eppard, formerly of Coheed and Cambria, well, actually now he's back in Coheed and Cambria, but at the time, Josh was not in a band. He was actually working on his own project, you know, just, it was unnamed, and he was just playing, because that's what he does. He's a marvelous musician. You know, in Coheed, Josh Eppard plays the drums, but in reality, he plays everything. So Josh was working on this unnamed project, and it was in the same studio that Anthony began working on Session 606 in. Josh heard some of Anthony's songs and just fell in love with him, in love with his singing and just how talented he was, how talented he is. And he asked Anthony to sing on one of the songs, and that became Christmas in Hell. And they became Moors. And Moors put out one more song before the project kind of fizzled. They were working on, well, they had pretty much a full album written, not recorded. But, you know, life happens sometimes and projects get pushed aside. Focus shifted on to Josh Eppard's Weird Science project. Well, I should say back to. Because at that point in time, he had essentially a full record waiting to just be completed and released. So I began to book shows for Weird Science to get Josh back on the road, and had also booked Session 606 to open the shows acoustically. Somewhere along the way, Session 606, or I should say Anthony Massington, became incorporated into the Weird Science live band, playing guitar and also singing background vocals. So clearly, there wasn't time to finish the Session 606 recordings. Eventually, Josh joined a supergroup with Fred Mascherino, formerly of Taking Back Sunday and Breaking Pangea, and Andy Jackson, who's most known for his work in Hot Rod Circuit, Terrible Things, they're called. And Anthony hooked up with a newfound fan, Brian Mills. Well, Brian Mills had discovered Session 606 through these shows with Weird Science. And Brian was part of a band that had a full record written, but they were out of a singer. So Anthony rose to the challenge and wrote the lyrics for the Flatline Symphony. And they recorded at Oceanic Recording in Maryland with Will Donnelly, and on May 19th, 2011, we put out the Flatline Symphony's debut album, This Is What We Call Surgery, on Anthony and my record label, Oratorium Records. The Flatline Symphony played a bunch of shows, opening up for bands like Life on Repeat and My Children, My Bride. But eventually, that band also fizzled. This allowed Anthony to bring the focus back to Session 606. He worked with Brian Mills on drums, and they recorded the first half of Hiatus and Rebirth. Now, you see, it's pretty pricey to record a full album and to also distribute the album. So what we did was, what we decided to do, is cut the album in half, separate it into two EPs. There's the Hiatus EP and the Rebirth EP. For the most part, the Rebirth EP songs were written after all of these bands, and the Hiatus portion was written earlier. And that's older material. It seemed fitting to put out the Rebirth side first. And so that's what we're doing on May 22nd. Only on Bandcamp, the full Rebirth EP will be up for purchase. And I can't tell you how excited I am for that. I believe in this music and this project so much. The past few months, I've put everything on hold just to focus on getting this out. Anthony Massington tells his story, and I hope you can hear it. I play Infidel Musk fairly frequently, along with rough cuts of Rebirth songs and other Session 606 material on Turntable FM. If you haven't heard of Turntable FM, it's this really cool site where you can listen to music in a group online in real time. So everybody listens to the same MP3s, and there's also a chat box that's pretty AOL style. And so while you're listening, you can also talk about what you're hearing. I moderate the Pop Punk Rock Alternative Emo Room. That's where you'll hear me spinning a lot of Session 606, as well as a bunch of other stuff. I have a very wide taste in music. You know, just right there in that little story, I talked about a rock band, an electro-prog project, and a hip-hop group. I fell in love with the name of the room because pop, punk, rock, alternative, emo, that seems to encompass pretty much everything. And over the months, the room developed into a play-anything-but-dubstep room. It feels like home, really, because, hell, we listen to everything. Everybody takes turns playing their favorite songs or whatever new music they come across and would love to share with the rest of the community. And it's just a great time. I organized a battle last month to kind of mix things up a little bit. The theme of the battle was cover songs. Everybody who participated was able to play three of their favorite cover songs. The rest of the room voted. If they liked it, they pressed awesome, and their little avatar's head bopped. And if they didn't like it, they pressed lame, and their avatar just stood there. Well, that's a basic functionality of Turntable FM. If you like a song, you press awesome, and your head bops, and the DJ who is playing that song gets a point. If you press lame, the DJ doesn't get a point. But if too many people press lame, the song gets skipped. In pop, punk, rock, alternative, emo, there's not too much laming going on because, well, I mean, how can you be fully satisfied with everything in a play everything environment? No matter what station you listen to, there will be some stuff that just doesn't quite tickle your fancy. Pop, punk, rock, alternative, emo has a great community of people who are very open-minded and do listen to everything from Childish Gambino to Muse. So a wide spectrum. Anyway, so in this battle, I think there were like 25 DJs who competed in it. Marist came out on top with the most awesomes. Congratulations to Mariss for earning that title of Pop Punk Rock Alternative Emo Cover Song Battle Champion. There's so many songs that were played that I had never heard before. It was really a great experience. It was a lot of fun. And one of my favorite songs that I had heard, well, the whole room kind of seemed to be in agreement because it was the single most awesome song of the night. That was spun by DJ Annie's Boobs. Well, let's check that out right now. No, we're not. Right. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to dance, she loves to sing, she does everything. She loves to move, she loves to groove, she loves to love and things. All night, all night, oh, every night. So hold tight, hold tight, oh baby, hold tight. She said any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. I was alone, I never knew what good love could do. Was the hidden track off Rise Against's album Revolutions Per Minute. On the album it's listed as Data, but it's a cover of Any Way You Want It by Journey. Really, such a great cover. I'm looking forward to new songs to fall in love with on Monday. Monday, Pop Punk Rock Alternative Emo is hosting our second DJ battle. And this battle, the stakes are a little higher because whoever wins will represent PPRAE in a battle against four other turntable.fm rooms. We're running a poll on our Facebook page to determine what the theme will be. Right now, it's looking like it's going to be an acoustic battle. I'm a little nervous. I've got to dig up some of my favorite acoustic tracks. I have no idea what I'm going to play. But I do know what I want to play right now. It's my favorite song by Rise Against vocalists. It's actually not a Rise Against song. Not many know that Tim McIlraith, or is it Ilrath? I honestly have no idea how to pronounce his name. Tim. Not too many are aware that Tim was in a series of hardcore bands before forming the commercially successful Rise Against. He was even in some hardcore bands with Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. It's kind of interesting. I saw some pictures from back in those days, and Pete Wentz has, like, the dreads and stuff. It's crazy. Boy, does time change people. But anyway, here's one of my favorite Tim McIlrath songs. It's also one of our top played songs on Pop Punk Rock Alternative Emo. Tim. That song is called Dress to Fuck, and the project name is The Killing Tree. That song was actually, it wasn't on any albums, but it was on a compilation, Chicago Haircuts. I first heard that song back in December in PPRAE. A DJ named Punk You spun it, and I instantly fell in love. There's so much passion, and just the lyrics are beautiful. I encourage you to look them up, definitely. I really fell in love with that song. On Turntable, you can add any currently playing song to your DJ queue. So yeah, I definitely added that one. And the only way that I could listen to it was by spinning it. So I swear, for like a month straight, every day I played that song. And quickly it became overall one of the top played songs in the room. It kind of caught on like wildfire. You know, everyone was like, what, really? That's the guy from Rise Against? Whoa, holy cow. I mean, it's just a great fucking song. But yeah, we have a bot in the PPRAE room that collects song play data. And that's how we can determine what the top played songs are and the top played artists. I'm actually really excited because next week I'm traveling to Boston to see two of our top played artists. DJ Maya Coda hooked up a show with the Punches. Actually, the guitarist Dustin Wallace from With the Punches hangs out in pop punk, rock alternative, emo sometimes. With the Punches is headlining, and Athletics are also performing, as well as The Hotelier. And I believe it's the bassist from The Hotelier, Christian. He hangs out sometimes with us, sharing some of his favorite songs. But I'm really stoked about that. Athletics put out one of my favorite albums. I guess it would be fair to say of all time. It came out in 2010? Yeah, in 2010. But without a doubt, Athletics's Why Aren't I Home was my top played album of 2011. It's the whole album flows like one big song, and it's absolutely beautiful. Well, here's a taste of Athletics.
Thank you.
had the opportunity to see athletics a few weeks ago with Moving Mountains and Gates in a little bar in Jersey. First of all, that was like the post-rock show of the year. Really, just such an incredible lineup. Gates, Moving Mountains, and Athletics. Oh my gosh, I couldn't ask for more. I seriously had to hold back my tears. But anyway, I picked up a physical copy of Why Aren't I Here? And right after I grabbed it from the merch table, the drummer, John, was telling me about how that was one of the remaining 20 copies left. And they weren't going to press up any more copies of that CD. Just vinyl and digital. I haven't quite gotten into the vinyl collecting yet. My wallet thanks me. I don't have a record player. I really wish I did, though. I love the sound of vinyl. But anyway, digital. Bandcamp seems to be the way to go lately. There's a lot of free, great stuff hidden on there. A few of us on pop, punk, rock, alternative, emo actually teamed up and we started a blogger, blogspot, blog thing to share some of our favorite finds of specifically free albums. And for the most part, they're all on Bandcamp. Definitely check that out on free, FreePPRAE .blogspot.com. And we just started, but there's close to 30 albums up there currently. And that spans all sorts of genres. There's hip-hop, there's post-rock, there's some down-tempo. It's quite a vast collection, and we're just getting started. The other day I posted up, well, Session 606 put out a free collection of songs that kind of gave birth to the whole Session 606 project. That's on there. It's called the Anorexica EP. I also posted up recently this new emo band that I've fallen madly for. They're from Virginia, and they're called Loud, with a question mark at the end. Now, you can grab this whole album, as well as an EP from Loud, on freepprae.blogspot.com. This song is called Three. We'll be right back. resurgence of 90s emo and screamo and scrams. When all is said and done, though, I'm still a progressive rock girl at heart. I'm going to close out this podcast with one of my recent favorites. The song is called, well, it's the title track off of Three's album, The Ghost You Gave to Me. It's called The Ghost You Gave to Me. This album came out back in September. Or was it October? Well, it was last fall. On Metal Blade Records. Before I was managing bands and booking shows and moderating music chat rooms, I was doing PR for this wonderful band, Three. The Ghost You Gave to Me is actually Three's seventh album. They formed in 1993 and performed at Woodstock 94 and 99. Yet still, they haven't really caught the attention of many. It's miraculous to me how a band could begin as pop funk rock and evolve years later into a progressive metal band. Anyone who appreciates melody and musicianship and real vocal talent, definitely check out Three. You know, they have the progressive elements. They push the envelope. There's polyrhythms. The lead guitarist kind of plays the drums on his guitar. It's an acoustic string. And if you ever get the chance to see Joey Eppard perform solo, absolutely do it. It completely changed my life. There really is no way to describe how he plays and just how much energy and passion and just... He rips off his strings with his bare fingers. It's such an intense experience. And at the same time, it's peaceful and wonderful. I hope they tour again soon. It's been too long since I've seen Three play live. I can easily say that Three is the best live band that I have ever seen. I've seen a lot of shows. I've been going to shows for like 12 years now. No one can move me like Three does.
Thank you.
thanks again for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed all the music you heard, and you can check me out at nicheland.com. That's NEESHLAND.com. And on Twitter, I'm Niche. You can follow me there. Facebook/Nicheland. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll do more of these in the future. We'll see. Ta-ta.